11 Democrats Who Lied, on Twitter, About Fine People in Charlottesville. By Joel B. Polak on May 26, 2020. Twitter applied a fact check to President Donald Trump on Tuesday because he claimed that voter fraud was more likely under the Democrats' proposed nationwide vote-by-mail system, something even Democrats once believed. Yet Twitter does not apply the same standard to inaccurate or speculative statements by Democrats. Case in point, the Very Fine People hoax, claiming Trump praised neo-Nazis who rioted in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August 2017. As Breitbart News has demonstrated extensively, Trump never praised the neo-Nazis, but in fact said they should be condemned totally. He praised nonviolent protesters, both left and right, on either side of the debate over a statue. And he specifically condemned the murder of left-wing protester Heather Heyer by a neo-Nazi as an act of terrorism. Yet Democrats have repeated the Charlottesville hoax over and over, long after CNN's Jake Tapper himself admitted that it was not true. He's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people. For example, how far is it from the white supremacists and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville? Trump's very fine people, chanting "You will not replace us" to the shooter at the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh saying Jews were committing genocide to his people. Not far at all. Joe Biden, at Joe Biden, August 7, 2019. But instead of looking for ways to stop the rise of white supremacy, the president has only stoked the flames. He has called extremists fine people and illegally coordinated with the NRA, his biggest independent booster, to get himself elected. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, December 14, 2018. Other Democrats have falsely referred to Trump and members of his staff as white supremacists in general. There is no record of Twitter ever fact-checking these false claims, which have disturbed and divided the nation. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.